Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. We're back on the air after a few months of replays of old shows, and we're very honored to have with us today a woman who I've always admired tremendously, a woman of tremendous talents and gifts, God-given gifts of knowledge, information, action. I'm talking about Rita Cosby, TV host and the chairwoman of the Global Service Institute. Some months ago, I was in the White House with 250 Polish-American leaders nationally. Also, Corey Lewandowski was there. And only one person of the 250 Polish-Americans on the floor in the White House with the President of Poland and the President of the United States, only one person was saluted as an outstanding leader of Polish descent, and it's our guest today, Rita Cosby. And that was two presidents of Poland and the United States, and it was just wonderful. We're going to be talking about a groundbreaking volunteerism initiative. Rita Cosby is an Emmy-winning TV host, most well-known for her 10 years on Fox News. She was also chosen as Legend of the Year for all women on and off the air in 2018 and is a best-selling author. She is now launching a global initiative to instill the values of service and volunteerism in people young and old. Joining us now is Rita Cosby, the new chair of the Global Service Institute at Long Island University, and she's also a very proud Polish American. Let's talk about the idea of this Global Service Initiative. How did it come about, Rita Cosby?
Well, first, Brian, I'm so honored to be here with you, and I remember that day at the White House well. How special for us both to be there to see, you know, the American president and to see the Polish president, both of them there for that incredible, incredible, you know, occasion. And it meant so much to me, too, to see Poland spotlighted and Polonia, and something that you and I are both so deeply proud of, and to see the best of, I think, two of the greatest countries in the world spotlighted at one time. It was just an incredible moment. And this initiative that we have just launched literally less than a month ago, it's the Global Service Institute at Long Island University. And it is a way to instill these incredible character building themes into education. And what happened, Brian, is I started a dialogue with Long Island University. We were talking about maybe doing an event together. It's an incredible university. You know, I was well-versed at what it is. They've had more than 265 accredited programs, long established, always been a university that sort of was founded even in service and those kind of values. And we started talking, and I said, you know, we felt collaboratively that there was a void in education to instill this character-building theme of education, of service, of learning about service, of different ways that people could give. And I was so impressed with the leadership there at Long Island University, particularly Dr. Kim Klein, who is the president there. And she truly is a visionary. And when I heard about not only what Long Island University accomplished, but where they wanted to go, it inspired me for the first time to be actively involved in education. I've always deeply appreciated it, but I've done, you know, events at different colleges. I've always deeply cared about giving back. I've been a guest lecturer, done a variety of things at different colleges around the world. But when I heard where they wanted to take this university, and then we collaboratively said, let's make it a service mission. Let's really amplify and enhance this incredible base that Long Island University had. Let's amplify it, and let's fill a void in education that really is a void everywhere. If you know, I thought about this, Brian, prior to this, I thought about if somebody came to me and their, you know, son or daughter wanted to go to journalism school, I'd know exactly where to send them or tell them where they should go, you know. And same thing for business school. I know, okay, I'd recommend these business schools in America to send them to. But if somebody said, I want to teach my young child the values of volunteerism, the values of giving back, I want to instill that with them at an early age. Where should I send them? I would not know where to go because there really wasn't a place that claimed that mantle, that made that stamp, and really impacted people for generations to come. And now I'm proud to say it's the Global Service Institute at Long Island University.
Well, it's a wonderful program. It reminds me of President George Bush, who was the elder, who was always pushing the Points of Light program. And
yes,
it reminds
yes,
me.
And the, yes, and I had the honor to actually talk with him a number of times about his Points of Light and how deeply committed he was to that.
Well, it's just wonderful that you're bringing this back. You're getting young people involved in helping others. We've had such disruption in our society with violence and looting and horrible behavior the last 6 months, the killing and shooting of police. And here we see, on the other hand, what Rita Cosby is doing with the Global Service Institute at Long Island University, trying to get young people to give back to their society. Now, Rita, you've always been deeply committed to giving back to our great country. You host TV telethons along with your husband for the troops and much more. But your Polish father instilled these values in you. Let's talk about your father and the values that he instilled in you and how you're carrying this out in your career.
You know, thank you for asking that, Brian. And I think so much also of that moment where you and I were at the White House with the two presidents. And for me, giving back is something that I am deeply proud of, but also something that I feel deeply committed to. And it does go back to, I think about my father's time and what my father went through. And as you know very well, my father was a Warsaw Uprising. My father was literally 13 years old when suddenly the Nazis invaded. The Germans came into his country. And there he was. It was 1939. And my father, at a very, very young age, along with so many, you know, other fellow countrymen there in Poland, decided to rise up and decided to fight. And my father, at that very young age, joined the Polish resistance and then became part of the Warsaw Uprising and was so proud to be a part of that. Even though so many young men and women were killed during it, it was a huge citizen resistance and certainly an incredibly courageous act. And my father was very seriously injured. He was ultimately captured and taken to a POW camp. He was in Stalag 4B in Mühlberg, Germany. And then at 90 pounds and 6 feet tall, my father escaped. And he was one of the more healthy ones, Brian. I mean, that's what's amazing mm-hmm. back then. People don't realize the incredible fight for freedom that Poland had to have and the incredible sacrifice that Poland made for freedom. And my father was ultimately rescued by American troops. And when he came to a riverbed, here he was, an escaped prisoner of war. And again, gaunt. And I think about what it must have looked like to these American GIs who were literally on the other side of a riverbed telling him and about 60 other Polish prisoners who clearly were walking skeletons at that moment. And they were saying, you're free, you're free, you're free. And my father, you know, could not speak English, but all he could say was thank you. But he understood enough to know that he was being freed and rescued by this incredible country called America. And my father at that moment said, I am coming to to this country that has sent their young men thousands of miles away to free us. And my father really felt deeply indebted to this country and deeply indebted to giving back. And so when my father and mother years later came through New York Harbor, my father literally said he kissed the ground when he came into, you know, when he came into New York, because he was so grateful to eventually also become an American citizen. And my father, till the day he died, every time he saw somebody of service, and of course for him it was the U.S. military, and whenever he saw American military men and women, he had such unbelievable respect, because he knew it represented something so much bigger than even themselves, even than himself. It represented freedom. It represented sacrifice. It represented selflessness. And those values were instilled in me at a very early age. I've always had such unbelievable respect for our troops. I've been out there as a journalist, you know, on the front lines. I've been there in Afghanistan. I've been, you know, elsewhere all over the world, seeing them in action, you know, in Kosovo, and seeing the incredible work that our U.S. military has done, and always had such deep respect and appreciation. But the Global Service Institute will highlight those heroes. Will also, you know, inspire. There's so many heroes, especially you think about with the coronavirus, what we have seen. Doctors, nurses, first responders, firefighters. There are so many people who really epitomize service, and it also could be public service. You know, there are people who are obviously running for political office because they want to do something bigger than themselves. We want to instill these values in young people and old, but of course we're based at this extraordinary university, but teaching people around the world to literally get excited and galvanized about service and how they can instill these values in their personal lives and also their professional lives. And I think also, you know, you hit it on the head, Brian, too, that right now you think about what the whole country has gone through these last few months because of the coronavirus, the pandemics, and the shutdowns and the effect on the economy. This is a moment to really roll our sleeves up and unify as a country and get behind something that is so positive and be a part of the recovery of this country. And that, to me, is deeply, deeply exciting. You know, and on our on our honorary board, we have Republicans and Democrats, because this is a moment we can come together on something that is not a political mission. This is a mission of positive service and giving back, and the response has been overwhelming, and it's been so positive, and something that I think, you know, that everybody can learn about service and how to give back and how to do it in their own way, how it works in their own lives, whether it's a few hours a week, whether it's every day, whether it's once a month. Everybody has different interests. Everybody has different time constraints. We're going to show you how at the Global Service Institute at Long Island University.
Wonderful giving, selfless behavior on the part of our guest, Rita Cosby, famous TV host and chair of the Global Service Institute at Long Island University. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, Toronto, or Northern Florida, to ESPN AM 1520, reaching 17 states and half of Canada, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. Also, I'd like to mention thanks to those who've called regarding our last two programs with financial advisor Sal B. Deering and the leaders of the Buffalo Naval and Servicemen's Park. Next week, we're going to have Ken Abramowitz, who is a famous international blog called Save the West. He's a fighter to preserve America and Israel. For those who've just tuned in, we're speaking with Rita Cosby, TV host and chair of the Global Service Institute, groundbreaking volunteerism initiative. One plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on our next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454. To have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week, and it has featured many times photos of Rita Cosby leading the Pulaski Day Parade over the last decade, and it's a great newspaper. Again, a little more information for those who have just tuned in about Rita Cosby. She is an Emmy-winning TV host, most well-known for 10 years on Fox News. She was also chosen as Legend of the Year for All Women on and off the air and radio in 2018, and is also a best-selling author. It's a very touching book about her father fighting the Nazis during World War II. Now, you have a star-studded honorary advisory board for the Global Service Institute. Republicans, Democrats, share with us who is on the board. Rita Cosby.
You know, and I love this, Brian, because you know me. I really felt it was important that we represent all sides. And I also thought it was important that we have people who would inspire generations to come. And I picked people who are notable folks, but also are incredible human beings, too. People who really do epitomize service and people that have walked that walk. And I picked boxing legend Evander Holyfield. First of all, we all thought, what an incredible human being. You know, a multiple heavyweight champ, has won also in two divisions, by the way, also an Olympian, but just an amazing man who also gives back and does a lot to help young people, particularly the mental health of young people, which is obviously very important after everything that they have gone through in the last few months of shutdown. Also, Bob Woodruff, ABC journalist, well-known, somebody who was injured, remember, as we know, in Iraq, and has started the Bob Woodruff Foundation that has raised tens of millions of dollars to help veterans and first responders. Super Bowl champ Joe Theismann, you know, the great Super Bowl quarterback and great human being, and Joe is also so deeply, deeply involved in giving back. King of the High Wire, Nick Wallenda, is also on the board, and this is the guy I thought, okay, if we're going to be fearless and really be transformative in education and do something so powerful and so big and bold, I need probably one of the bravest people in the world, and that's Nick Wallenda. This is the guy, Brian, who walks across, you know, the erupting volcanoes, and you see him walk on the tight wire across, you know, Times Square, and all over the world he's done these, like, you know, death-defying acts, and his family is legendary, but he's also very much involved in giving back and a man of faith. Also, Grammy-winning singer Dionne Warwick, who just won the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammys last year, but she is deeply involved in humanitarian causes on so many levels. And we also have Emmy-winning actress Susan Lucci from All My Children. We have also Oscar-nominated actor Gary Sinise. And, of course, you think about him from Forrest Gump, but this is a guy who is so deeply dedicated to our military and giving back and does performances, has done so many performances all over the world, and his wonderful Gary Sinise Foundation has also raised so much money to help first responders and veterans. We also have a best-selling author, Nelson DeMille, who's an amazing man who gives back. Astronaut Buzz Aldrin, also, of course, moonwalker, but also an incredible human being as well, just like Nelson. And then, as you talked about, we have General Wesley Clark, former NATO Supreme Allied Commander, Democrat, but someone who is deeply committed to service and loves being able to impact the next generation and inspire the next generation. And then we have Michael Reagan, who, of course, is on the opposite end of the spectrum politically from Wesley Clark, but someone who is equally deeply dedicated to service. And he's been very involved, especially with, you know, child abuse, adoption issues, very much interested in young people and shaping young people. And we have great business folks. We have Maurice Hank Greenberg, a super accomplished businessman. But what's amazing about Hank Greenberg, and a lot of people don't know this, Brian, and you know a lot of these folks, but Hank Greenberg, you may not know this, he was first wave Omaha Beach, Normandy on D-Day. And so this is a man who's also an incredible patriot. He's not only a, you know, an incredible businessman, but this is a man who is so deeply, deeply committed to honoring service and appreciating service. And we also picked, by the way, on the theme of military, we also have someone who is Utah Beach, and that's Irving Locker, who's an amazing man. He was actually honored by President Trump at the State of the Union. But this is a man who is so dedicated to service. He was on Utah Beach on D-Day, a teenage man, survived that. Then he was part of the Battle of the Bulge. And then he went and freed a concentration camp. These are the people that I want young people and old people to be inspired by, to know that there are such incredible heroes living among us who can exemplify sort of the best of the best of us, who can also teach and share their knowledge and their experiences in a very personal way. And part of the thing we're doing also, we are doing what's called our speaker series, and it's called Headliners of Service. And we're bringing, because of the virtual nature right now and everybody's so interconnected online and still people dealing with lockdowns and so many other issues, we are connecting people virtually, Brian, and immediately, and we're going to be doing big events in person too as well. But we just had recently, we had Susan Eisenhower, who of course is the granddaughter of one of our greatest presidents, Dwight D. Eisenhower, our 34th president. And then next week, we have Secretary Ben Carson, an amazing man, of course, former neurosurgeon, current Housing and Urban Development Secretary, also on the Coronavirus Task Force, and such an extraordinary, inspiring human being. And for your listeners, it's free. It's a virtual discussion, and you're also able to submit questions. So I do a brief discussion with him, and then I also open it up to questions. So it's a chance for all your listeners who've ever wanted to talk to this incredible human being to join us, and they just have to go to globalserviceinstitute.org, go to globalserviceinstitute.org, and just scroll down there on the main page. You'll see a big picture of Ben Carson. Click on it. All you have to do is register. Again, it is absolutely free. It's a virtual discussion, and it's a chance to hear from this incredible man, and that's going to be next Wednesday. So I hope all of your listeners join us.
We hope that all of our listeners check this out at globalserviceinstitute.org and look for this information. It sounds like a fascinating program with Ben Carson. I've met him. He's a tremendous public servant, brilliant neurosurgeon. And this is all regarding Rita Cosby's activities with the Global Service Institute at Long Island University. And she is the chairwoman of this program. We salute Rita Cosby for helping those in need. If you're listening in Buffalo, New York, Toronto, or Manhattan, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, care of the Rusk Report, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. I'd like to read a little bit more about this groundbreaking initiative, and this is to spark volunteerism and develop future leaders. It's spearheaded by Long Island University's Global Service Institute and renowned broadcaster, our guest today on the Rusk Report, Rita Cosby. And the press release reads from earlier this month, Long Island University announces Rita Cosby, the renowned Emmy-winning TV host, veteran correspondent, and best-selling author, is the chair of the Global Service Institute. Rita Cosby will lead the Institute's game-changing and innovative educational initiatives to inspire a timely commitment toward volunteerism and elevate the importance and power of service. And it's so important right now, as America is quite divided, a lot of fighting, a lot of screaming, a lot of vandalism. This is the opposite. This is bringing people together in love and peace to help those in need. Our guest today, Rita Cosby. Again, information is available, globalserviceinstitute.org. Now, Rita, you and Long Island University use the latest technology and actually created a brand new free app. What does the app do exactly?
Yeah, this is so neat, too. This is another layer of what we've created at the Global Service Institute, and it is the Global Service Dash Volunteering. So go to Global Service Volunteering, and you'll get it on the Apple Store and Google Play. It is a brand new app. And And this was created. It's managed by us here at Long Island University. And what's so amazing is what it does is it instantly connects volunteers with charities in dire need. And not only are we giving classes, we're also going to be doing scholarships. We have this wonderful program called 100 Small Ideas to Change the World. It's a competition for high school students on how they can impact the world and how they can make a big change through a small idea. I love that project. But we also created this app. And this app, what you do is you go into it. Again, it's a free app. So make sure everybody who's listening, go to the Google Play, Apple Store, go to type in Global Service Volunteering. You'll see it right away with our big globe logo there. Again, it is a free service. Type in if you're a volunteer or a charity, by the way, that wants volunteers. What you do is you type in immediately, if you're a volunteer, and say, hi, this is who I am, these are my interests, this is where I'm located, and it will instantly connect you with charities in your area or charities virtually that you can help as well that are looking for volunteers that will fit your interests. And if you're a charity, on the other hand, again, it is also free for you. This is a free service. We wanted to do something to give back and, again, do something really, really important, especially during this time where charity right now are so overwhelmed. The need is so great. There is such a profound and overwhelming demand for volunteers and for their services, and yet many of them have been hit hard by the economy. So this was really a way to instantly be able to have an impact and try to help and try to bridge the gap there and instantly connect volunteers, because so many people, Brian, during this time, particularly where they've spent time with family, are saying, I want to make a difference. I want to help. Well, if you go to this app, we're going to be able to show you how you can immediately help. And if you go to the globalserviceinstitute.org, our website, we're going to show you ways to be inspired by great individuals like Ben Carson. We also have the former Prime Minister of Israel, Ehud Olmert, will be our speaker in November. So we're going to continue with these wonderful people who will continue to inspire you. And if you want to help immediately, you can go to that app and download it. And if you're a charity listening in one of the 17 states where this wonderful program is also airing, make sure you also register on our app. Again, you just go to it. You'll see where it says go to if you're a charity. You log right in if you're an organization. Again, it is absolutely free. And then we will instantly connect you with people around the world or people in your community who want to help and give back and volunteer and help make a difference.
We only have about a minute left on the Rusk Report, and we salute Rita Cosby for her efforts as the new chair of the Global Service Institute at Long Island University. Again, you can find more information on this by going to globalserviceinstitute.org. We have 30 seconds left. How can people get more involved with this Global Service Institute, Rita Cosby?
Well, Brian, there are so many layers. Of course, they can go to the app if they want to volunteer. They can also feel free to send us any comments, any ideas, any future speakers that they might be interested in. We are going to have people from all walks of life, but particularly check out our website, globalserviceinstitute.org. We will update it with speakers, we'll update it with programs, and you'll be able to find out all this great information. But there will be ways that we will be able to show you that work with your lifestyle, work whatever your age bracket is. Maybe it's something you want to bring your kids with. Maybe it's something you want to do alone. Whatever it is.
Okay.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Inspired.
We have to bring the program to a close. Again, it's globalserviceinstitute.org. This is Rita Cosby, our guest, who's appealing to everyone to bring people together and help our society with Long Island University. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the last 20 years. Thank you for teaching us so much. A great leader in America, Rita Cosby, with the Global Service Institute at Long Island University. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.